This is part two in our discussion with F5 Network's Kevin Hohenbrink, talking about data replication, disaster recovery, and business continuity, and how F5 Network's WANjet product can help. Now, one term that's floating out there is business impact analysis. Now, how is this important to the overall business continuity and a disaster recovery plan?
Sure. An enterprise should undertake a business impact analysis to map their dependencies between critical business operations and the people, resources, applications, and physical IT assets that they rely upon. In today's environments, business process rely on multiple integrated applications, database and storage systems, and so on. So in order to restore a business process in the event of a disruption, you have to be certain you're replicating and coordinating the recovery of all these dependent applications. When you're defining RTO and RPO application by application and selectively replicating data, it can mean you're only going to get a partial restoration of your business process.
One of the other terms that's out there, Kevin, is the term consolidation. Now, how does this relate to protecting sites that you've got, say, in remote areas? A lot of businesses right now have data centers, information, applications, and people, information out in remote centers, especially as we're expanding across greater and greater areas with globalization. How does consolidation work?
Sure. So data loss at remote sites is currently a huge risk exposure for most enterprise customers. Leveraging existing investment and existing data centers and recovery sites to offer consolidation backup solutions from remote sites to a centralized facility is critical. So consolidation will help ensure that backups are run regularly and very successfully. They will improve the manageability with their central administrators by providing visibility into remote site data center protection and potentially the ability to remotely configure and manage this protection, all with the goal of enabling the remote office to recover from a localized disaster.
So a business may be thinking about, maybe putting in some additional bandwidth to support those remote sites that we've been talking about, or maybe improve some of the performance of some of their existing data replication technologies or expand them as well. When is it important for a business with this kind of setup to consider WAN optimization and the products that are out there for it? What kinds of things that should they look at, and what's an important consideration?
Sure. So when you're considering a WAN optimization solution, an important aspect of the WANjet appliance is that F5 has already taken the time and made the investment to test the interoperability of WANjet appliances with independent software vendors, storage vendors, and storage network vendors like EMC and DoubleTake. We've gone to trouble of creating case studies and customer reference, and it can provide customer references to prove out its capabilities and, of course, its intended benefits to our interested customers.
Okay. So you have some folks that are looking at their networks. What kinds of things should they be considering in designing that network when they're looking at a disaster recovery preparedness plan?
To achieve the desired RTO and your RPO with the greatest possible distance between sites, enterprises are often going to design multi-site disaster recovery configurations that combine synchronous, asynchronous, or even batch or scheduled replication technologies. Site preparation is crucial because enterprises need to locate their recovery site far enough away to escape the likeliest of local and regional threats such as natural and man-made disasters. Synchronous replication ensures zero data loss because, technically speaking, it does not return a write acknowledgement to the application until the data has been written to the recovery site. So, as a result, synchronous replication requires high bandwidth, very low latency between the data centers and a metro area, and the distance is no more than 150 kilometers apart. Asynchronous, on the other hand, are typically deployed for long distances. With asynchronous replication, the primary and secondary sites will be slightly out of sync, and there is some chance of data loss in the event of a disaster or a business disruption. However, applications are not forced to wait for the remote site to confirm a write acknowledgement before processing can continue, and that's the difference between those two.
Okay. So when companies are looking at the idea of data replication today, what are some main factors that are challenging folks, and how can they be solved?
Sure. So some of the key network challenges are the expanding distance between DR sites. RPOs and RTOs are decreasing, and larger volume of data is needed to be replicated. And, of course, TCP is becoming more common for all applications. This typically results in the WAN being seriously impeded from a performance perspective for its replication solution. So how are we going to resolve this? Well, you're not going to ask the customer to replicate less data. That's not going to happen. Should the customer lease more bandwidth? Well, an option, but it's not a desirable choice, as this represents, as we talked about earlier, 20 to 30% of costs for data replication, and it's also a recurring cost monthly. Accelerating the traffic. Well, this is the most cost-effective method, and this is what drives a solution like WANjet. Prioritizing the data replication traffic and guaranteeing bandwidth. This is when we talked about the quality of service capability of WANjet. This protects the traffic from WAN congestion and latency concerns.
Can you tell me some of the factors? You know, WANjet's got to operate in the real world, too. So what would be some factors that would affect the ability of the WANjet to accelerate that replication traffic?
Sure. So the factors you're going to need to understand are the amount of repetition in data, even at the byte level, amount of compressible capability in the data, i.e. text is easily compressible, images are less so, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another factor is the amount of different types of traffic competing for the same bandwidth. This requires WANjet to begin enforcing bandwidth guarantees, which can significantly improve performance of the important traffic at the expense of less important traffic, as I alluded to you before about the quality of service capability.
Right.
And then the variability of data. When traffic is highly variable, congestion levels that would otherwise bring a replication process to a halt can now be prevented using bandwidth allocation because now we're guaranteeing the bandwidth to that replication application.
Okay. So tell me, you know, a company installs the WANjet appliance. What would be some measurable benefits that they could expect to see in their data replication strategy right away?
Sure. So F5 has several customers who've deployed WANjet with industry-leading storage replication vendors like EMC, Symmetric Solution, and DoubleTake. Some of the measurable benefits we found were when our testing was that customers could meet their RPOs and RTOs without upgrading bandwidth or data replication solution infrastructure, and they were able to accelerate replication traffic as much anywhere from 5 to 10 times faster. They also were able to utilize 70 to 90% less bandwidth because we guaranteed the bandwidth and we were able to prioritize for data replication applications over non-data replication traffic. So you were able to guarantee the bandwidth for your data replication traffic because you could do the prioritization. You were also able to mitigate the total effective latency affecting the replication process. We also enabled them in their networks to adapt dynamically to data replication applications needs and congestion. We're also, what was kind of cool was that we moved more of the control of RAM resources into the hands of the storage team who depend on it, and typically they've never had that kind of control or visibility. And then lastly, we were able to encrypt all traffic using SSL, and of course this is an optional benefit on all WANjets. Customers found that they could reduce the cost of meeting these RPOs by using a fraction of the bandwidth to replicate the same data. We were also able to provide a comprehensive view of WAN performance metrics and bottlenecks so we could tell them where the trouble spots were. And then we were able to reduce the tangible and intangible cost of troubleshooting, which sort of raises a big question for people. Effectively, customers don't have to incur the cost of bringing out the storage replication vendor on site.
Hey, it'll all be done remotely. Yeah. Well, Kevin, we had a lot of information here today. Is there a website that folks can go to at F5 Networks or a particular place that they can go to find out a little bit more about the WANjet optimization product?
Sure. You're going to go to F5's main website, www.f5.com, under products, and you'll search for WANjet. And there's plenty of great white papers on the technology, white papers on our data replication interoperability story with companies like DoubleTake and EMC.
Okay. So that's www.f5.com. Look under products and search for WANjet, WANjet.
That's correct.
All right. Kevin Hornbrink is the product manager for the optimization product WANjet from F5 Networks. Been a fascinating conversation, Kevin, and hope to continue this as well as we explore more ideas about how to really make businesses and disaster recovery and threats to business and all of that easier through these types of products. And it's been great talking with you today on the podcast.
Well, thank you very much.